having those people pay their fair share of taxes for the things that they use, like our roads and our bridges and the schools that our children go to.
But why is that threshold set at $600? Why not $10,000 or $50,000 or even higher, so you're only getting this information on people who are wealthy enough to be avoiding thousands or even millions of dollars in taxes owed?
The reality is that the plan the president has proposed does two things. One, it helps us find the wealthiest individuals who are hiding their income in these financial institutions and make sure that they have to pay their taxes. But it also will make sure that those of us who earn an income through a W-2 and pay taxes every 2 or 4 weeks are less likely to be audited, because we'll be able to see the transactions that came in. We'll see the transactions in your account, how much money you received and how much money you spent over a period of time. That'll mean that for those Americans who are paying their taxes on a regular basis and following the law, they'll be less likely to be audited because of this proposal.